Welcome to this Red Meat and Wool Growth Program podcast, brought to you by the Department of Primary Industries and Regions, Livestock SA and Animal Health Australia.
How do you ensure ongoing access to international markets for our livestock industry? To guarantee it, many aspects come into play, ranging from emergency response preparedness, endemic disease management programs, on-farm biosecurity practices, through to livestock identification and traceability. The person ultimately responsible for all of this in South Australia is the Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Mary Carr, a vet by trade, but arguably a farmer at heart. And she joins me in the PIRSA studio. Dr. Carr, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting me along.
Mary, what made you want to become a vet?
I'm actually a farmer's daughter from 4 hours north of Perth. I grew up on farms. My father was a farmer, my mum. Both grandparents on both sides were farmers, and I love the agricultural industry. So when I went through vet school, I'm a slightly competitive feminist at heart, and I wanted to be able to do something a bit more than what the rest of the boys in the farmyard could do. And so I had the ability to go and do veterinary science and did a level of private practice coming out of that. But at the end of the day, as I sat back and looked at private practice, I decided I wanted to work more in the agricultural and the economics of agriculture, and so chose to move and start working for the department in South Australia. And I think one of the most rewarding parts of my role now is actually that working with producers and working with the industry to achieve stuff together. I think it's such a powerful thing and to be able to do. And I think my background, having come from a farm and knowing exactly the pressures that farmers are under, how their systems work, is something that really adds a lot of value to the role that I play here in South Australia. And one of my greatest loves is being able to go home to the farm in WA and spend my weekend or my few days off tailing lambs, marking lambs, helping with shearing, rouseabouting, driving motorbikes, moving stock. It's what I really enjoy, is actually being part of the industry as well.
Mary, you mentioned you really enjoy working with industry and producers. How do you do that, and what does your role actually entail?
So as the Chief Veterinary Officer, one of my primary roles is around the animal health status of the South Australian animals, primarily being livestock. With that, there's two major components of that. One is our market access, so being able to provide those assurances that we know the diseases that we have and also the diseases that we don't, so the proof that we don't have things like foot and mouth disease. The other aspect of my role is the early detection of those emergency animal diseases, so ensuring that we have the surveillance systems in place and also the capability within the staff and the industry to respond to those diseases. One of the biggest parts of my job is the partnership with industry. I can't, and my department cannot, achieve those two key priorities without having industry working alongside with us.
Mary, that's an enormous amount of responsibility that you've got on your plate. It's a huge industry that you work with on a daily basis. What keeps you awake at night?
Certainly keeping me awake at night are getting those plans right for industry and ensuring that I feel comfortable that I've advocated enough and got the right systems in place to detect these emergency diseases.
Mary, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but there are a huge number of players in Australia's biosecurity system. How's Biosecurity SA safeguarding our red meat and wool industries?
We are working very closely in partnership with our red meat and wool industries. We have a close relationship with our private veterinarians to ensure that there's adequate disease investigations undertaken that support our market access and our early detection of emergency animal diseases. We also work directly with the producers. So we have a new program that we run, which is through a web portal, which works on biosecurity with producers to improve the on-farm aspects of the farm biosecurity. A lot of people don't realise that farm biosecurity is sort of the first stepping stone in our prevention activities. If we can detect those diseases earlier, and producers are vital, they are the ones who are inspecting their livestock every day, and they are the ones who need to notice that something is not right and either report that to their private vet or report it to a government vet and say, I think something's not right here. So the quicker we can report that disease or that unusual event, the quicker we can respond to it. The other aspect of biosecurity that producers may not realise that they're involved with every day of the week is the actual benefit of biosecurity in reducing the spread of disease. So if we can narrow that down and say, instead of disease spreading to 10 properties from one property, if we can bring that back to one by good biosecurity practices, it'll actually mean a smaller response. And the earlier we can get onto a response and the smaller that response needs to be, the quicker we can get rid of the disease and the quicker we can return to trade. And as a trading nation and an exporting nation, that our industries, our red meat and wool industries, are so reliant on being able to sell premium products into an international market. Those little things that producers are doing day in, day out, the prevention of spread, the monitoring of their animals, which results in an early detection of disease, will be the critical factors that actually save their industry in the long run should this disease like foot and mouth disease occur.
Mary, you mentioned there a new system. Is that the one biosecurity system there you're referencing in terms of how that's helping us maintain market access for producers?
Yeah, so one biosecurity plays several roles for us. It is a direct interface between producers and us. So as a chief veterinary officer, I now have the data on those producers as to the biosecurity practices that they undertake that minimise the spread of disease and support the early reporting of disease. Now, that becomes a very valuable tool when I'm looking at international market access, because I can actually show them the evidence of how I know that there are processes in place in South Australian farms that assure the product they're getting is not going to be carrying a disease like foot and mouth disease. Now, that might seem like a bit of a stretch for some people, but when it comes to market access, it's not just about us being able to say we don't have these diseases. We also need to show that we have processes in place that we would detect it should it occur here. So through that portal, I've got evidence of the actions that producers are taking to do that. The other aspect of that program is that it actually is a learning tool and an education tool for producers where they can go through and actually improve those biosecurity practices and be involved in helping to contribute to the sustainability of livestock enterprises for the next generation and beyond.
It sounds an incredibly important thing to do, because we're seeing recently in terms of trade spats, countries pointing to that sort of area and making claims, whereas you have the evidence at hand to verify or, more importantly, refute those.
Exactly. That's where these things come into play. Often we don't see the return immediately on the efforts that we put into biosecurity, but having these processes in place means that when there is some form of trading spat or a disease event that might occur, we can actually bring forth our evidence and say, no, we're not the same, or we have these things in place that we're assured that that's not occurring here. And evidence is key to actually being able to retain those markets or get them back really, really quickly.
So, Mary, what are the top three actions that you think producers can either stop doing, start doing, or change what they're doing now to improve biosecurity?
So the top three things that I would recommend producers start doing are ensuring that they know what the key diseases look like that we are concerned about. So these emergency animal diseases, foot and mouth disease, blue tongue is another one in South Australia we have a lot of concern around, lumpy skin disease. They go and understand what these diseases would look like. They are our eyes and ears out there on the farm, and they need to be able to know that something is a bit unusual. And these diseases may present quite a bit like an endemic disease. So they need to be able to look at that and say, well, what would be different about that? And when should I report that? And we do run courses on these things. There's information on the website. But we do need producers to actually go and look at that stuff and feel comfortable that they would know when to report, because the early reporting of diseases is critical. The next thing on my list would be for them to look at their biosecurity and how they can minimise the spread of disease within their flocks, but also beyond their flock to other places. And the One Biosecurity Portal is a really good way to start having a look. It rates you, so it gives you a bit of a star rating, which will indicate whether there's, you know, some level of improvement there that could be made. And the most important thing is to do something now, not keep putting it off and going, I'll do that. Take the action now. Start with the small steps. The third one I think that industry and producers really need to look at is the relationship they have with their government department. While we are a regulatory body, we're also there as an economic development body. We're there for that market access. And so therefore we need that close partnership. We're there to work with you to ensure that market access and to minimise the impacts of these diseases. So make sure you know who is your local veterinary animal health officer and know the programs that we run to actually assist you as an industry into the future. We're there to work with you. If you don't know who we even are and haven't taken a step in that direction, now's the time. We've got regional offices around. We have a lot of programs that we run, One Biosecurity, disease surveillance programs. That two-way connection between industry and the animal health staff is really, really important, that trust. We need to make sure we've got the right trust between industry and government if we're going to be successful in managing emergency animal diseases and maintaining our market access.
Mary, you touched on it before in terms of there are places to go to get more information. Where are those, just briefly?
We work closely with the private vets. We have arrangements with them around disease investigations where we provide subsidies for laboratory fees. So those private vets are very familiar with the programs that we run. We also have our staff in the regional offices who are at the end of the phone, and a really good website with a huge amount of information, whether it be traceability, diseases we're concerned about. And the other one that's a new initiative, and I think a fantastic initiative, is the biosecurity officers at Livestock SA. We work closely with them, and they are there to support us, and we are there to support them, and they're there for the red meat and wool industry. So if you're a part of an organisation, look at how you can also tap into what they're doing to improve the biosecurity for South Australia.
Dr. Mary Carr, you've got an enormous amount of responsibility on your plate. Thank you for taking some time today and joining me in the PRRSA studio.
Thank you for inviting me along.
To find out more information or get support in implementing better biosecurity within your business, contact your local animal health advisor from the Department of Primary Industries and Regions or the South Australian Livestock Biosecurity Extension Team through the Livestock SA office. The Red Meat and Wool Growth Program is an initiative of the Government of South Australia and supported by Meat and Livestock Australia, SA Sheep and Cattle Industry Funds and Sheep Connect SA.